Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 14th of November, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way, as always, in about 5 minutes. Okay, so those of you that are on the fence about the new iPhone X, should I get it? Shouldn't I get it? This may change your mind, particularly if you want a bigger phone. Yes, we're hearing some rumors now that come next year, get ready for the iPhone, I don't know, 10 Plus. I don't know what it's going to be called. Because this is supposedly going to be a 6.5-inch iPhone. Now, again, this comes from our main man Ming over there in China from KGI Securities. And he has most definitely been hearing that an iPhone 10 Plus will be coming out sometime next year. As far as the details go, well, there's not a whole lot right now, and that's to be expected. We are hearing between a 480 to 500 pixel per inch display, though. Ooh, that is nice. And we're also hearing about the current iPhone. It might take a price drop, and the new Plus model will be with the prices of the current iPhone 10. Again, all speculation. But I gotta admit, I didn't kind of see this one coming. I thought the 10 was just gonna be kind of over there on its own. Apparently, Tim Cook has other ideas. Android users, you are going to love this. Because let's face it, there's a lot of apps on an Android phone. You don't know how much juice they're sucking. Well, you didn't until now. That's right. Android's going to finally, after all this time, let you monitor which apps use the most battery life on your phone. Now, yeah, there's some apps already out there like Greenify. They already kind of let you do this. But never nothing official from Google. That's all going to change, though, in the next release of Android Oreo. This feature will now become standard on Google's mobile OS. Yes, all happening in Android 8.1, there'll be a new section in Android's battery settings that will basically call out those apps and give you a little red warning sign saying, hey, this app is ruining your battery life day, probably Facebook. Now, when you're in that setting area, you'll also be able to kill the app that's draining your battery, or you can even change permissions to prevent the app from drawing excess power in the future. Gotta be said, a nifty, definitely long overdue feature coming to Oreo soon. I don't know about you, but every time I open up my Spotify app, I immediately think of makeup. And no, I'm not talking about Kiss makeup here. Yeah, I'm referring to the band. No, I'm talking about makeup like, you know, Revlon and all that other crap that's out there. If you think I'm crazy, well, you'll think Spotify's even more crazy. Because yesterday, Spotify announced they have a new partnership with a beauty brand called Pat McCarth Labs. I think that's how it's said. I don't know anything about makeup. And that's going to let listeners through Spotify buy their product. Yes, this is at the point of the podcast where you can start shaking your head and saying, what the hell? Now, strange as it may sound, Spotify says, this is just an experiment. And I bet their partner with this partnership loves the sound of that. Now, Spotify says, yes, they're just testing this out to see how well it's going to go over on its users. Most of us will probably be freaking confused. God knows I am. Streaming is definitely the way of the future, it seems to be, for our entertainment needs via the television. So much, in fact, that Philips is now going to have Roku built right in on their TVs. And we'll be sticking this feature into all of their smart TVs, yeah, coming up this year, just in time for Christmas. Don't really know how big this news is, but it definitely is catered to the people out there that are sick and tired of seeing so many boxes and cords around their television. And finally, do you hate flossing? So much, in fact, you don't do it. Me too. Well, this new 3D printed mouthpiece might be to our rescue. Although I'm looking at the thing and it scares the hell out of me. Yes, it's a 3D printed flossing device called appropriately the 3D Flosser. And the people behind the 3D Flosser are saying it can floss your entire mouth in seconds. How? Well, it's basically a mouthpiece. Put it in your mouth, chomp down, floss, there you go, you're done. Now, of course, being in a mouthpiece, it has to be catered to your mouth, meaning it will be 3D printed especially for you and your teeth. Now, we all know that ain't gonna be cheap. About $199 cheap, plus shipping. It also won't last a lifetime. In fact, you'll only get about 500 uses out of this thing before you'll have to call them up again and say, yeah, go ahead and print me up another one. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Hey, are you one of these people that just love everything about the British Tech Network and want to get a little bit more out of it? Consider going to our subscription page then. You can become a gold, silver, or bronze subscriber and get more out of becoming a BTN member. All you gotta do is go to BritishTechNetwork.com/subscriptions and see all the details for yourself. You can also find us on our social media sites, Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network. On Twitter, we're at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our Slack room with our BTN community, definitely one you don't want to pass up. Come on over and join us. You can do it at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be returning to you on Thursday. I know you were going to have a Thursday edition this week again. So no, I won't be with you for your Wednesday edition, but I will be getting you caught up with the best technology news on Thursday. But until then, hope you have a wonderful Tuesday. Have a great Wednesday ahead. We'll see you Thursday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.